From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. NATO is playing a major role in helping Libyan rebels trying to track down Muammar Gaddafi, lending reconnaissance and intelligence assets. But Gaddafi loyalists continue to put up a fight in pockets of the capital, Tripoli, and in his hometown of Sirte. The BBC's Paul Wood is there with the rebel convoy.
We're just outside the town of Ben Jawad, and after that, the road leads straight to Sirte. Passing us by, transporters carrying tanks, on top of which sit teenage rebels cheering as they head for what they hope will be the final battle of this war. But the rebels are making slow progress. The loyalists are proving a stubborn enemy. One rebel commander told me the only explanation he had was that many of Gaddafi's fighters were still unaware of what had changed in the past couple of days.
The BBC's Paul Wood reporting from Libya. Hurricane Irene is continuing to churn toward the East Coast. The National Hurricane Center says there's little certainty where the storm will make landfall, though North Carolina has already ordered evacuations in the Outer Banks, and the Navy is moving ships out of Hampton Roads in Virginia. The current track projects Irene will hit just east of New York City sometime Sunday. Charles Lane of member station WSHU is at Point Lookout on Long Island.
Forecasters are expecting a big storm and warning residents in the Mid-Atlantic through New England to prepare for heavy rains and high winds. Long Island has 3 million people living on it and only a handful of bridges to get them off. So far, no mass evacuations have yet been ordered, and if an order does come, officials say it would likely be localized, asking residents on the South Shore to find refuge on the island's north coast. But campers here at the beach have been ordered to leave, which has Jody Givinello and her family packing up early.
It's been a great vacation. We stuck it out through all the storms, but this one we're ready to go home, so.
With rough seas, lifeguards have chased swimmers out of the water, leaving only the hardiest fishermen left on the beach. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane on Long Island.
Delta Airlines says it will buy 100 new jets from Boeing. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports it's a multi-billion-dollar order for the aerospace company.
The Delta order is a big win for Boeing, beating out European rival Airbus. The two airplane makers compete aggressively for just about every major order. The deal involves 100 737-900ER jets. It's a long-range single-aisle aircraft which carries up to 180 passengers. Delta will use the new, more fuel-efficient planes to replace its aging fleet of Boeing 757s. All the planes will be delivered to the airline by 2018. At list prices, the deal is valued at more than $8.5 billion, though airlines rarely, if ever, pay the sticker price. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
Just before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 171 points at 11,150. The Nasdaq was down 46. This is NPR News. Homes in some stage of foreclosure or already bank-owned accounted for nearly a third of all home sales in the second quarter of this year. That's according to RealtyTrack. Rick Sharga is senior vice president.
The banks appear to finally be willing to take some marginal discounts earlier in the process and execute short sales rather than go through a whole foreclosure process, repossess the property, and sell it at a later date in the market at probably a greater loss.
RealtyTrack keeps a database of the nation's foreclosures. In Syria, a well-known cartoonist who compared the Syrian president to Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi has been dragged from his car and severely beaten. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports.
Activists and relatives say 60-year-old cartoonist Ali Farzat had his hands broken and his beard burned by masked men. His assailants then put a bag over his head and dumped him on the side of the road. Photographs of the artist posted online show him with bandaged hands and a bandage over one eye. The UN says some 2,200 people have been killed in a brutal crackdown on anti-government protesters in Syria. Activists say thousands more have been detained and tortured. A UN team is in Syria to investigate, but activists say they've not been able to enter towns that have the worst stories to tell. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
African Union leaders are pledging more than $350 million to tackle the famine in the Horn of Africa. At a summit in Ethiopia today, 21 AU countries said the money is to help some 12 million people in desperate need of emergency food aid. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.